The Gemara mentioned three things that Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar said. The third thing was Miktsa Shvachay Shal Adam Ayrim Befanav. V'kulay shalay b'fanav. You can say mitzvah shvachi of a person b'fanav, but shalay b'fanav. You can say, "How do you know? You learn from Noach. Hashem told Noach ki oischar isi tzadik b'fanav b'dar hazeh." That was b'fanav. Shalay b'fanav. You didn't just call him a tzadik. Noach is tzadik tamimoy. So already he called him a tzadik in the tam. So b'fanav it was mitzvah. He was only a tzadik. Shalay b'fanav. He was a tzadik tam. Incidentally, what's pashav shah? What's this idea of mitzvah shvachi b'fanav? What's the reason for it? So Rashi says right here, because if you're going to tell a person his entire shvach b'fanav, so you're chanfening him. Because it's an idea. It looks like you want something from him. It just doesn't feel sincere. Chanif is a very bad thing. Kat chanofim are one of the katim that not makabel the pnei shechina. So as a result, there's an idea of chanofo, and that's why it's not okay. The Masha says he thinks maybe the pshat's a little bit differently. The reason is shlo yehesh meya gaspoy. He says if you're going to go ahead, you're going to tell a person all his virtues in front of him, he's going to be yachzik toivel atzma. He's going to become a balgaiva. You know, we've mentioned before. I have a sefer. It's called Oiras Elim. So it's Ha'aris from Rabbi Eliezer Papo, the Mechaber Sefer Pele Yoyetz, that he wrote on Shas. So on this Gemara right here, Erevin Yud Ches Amid Beis, Omri Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Mikse Shvachet Shal Adam, Erev Befanav, Vekulei Shaloi Befanav. Hine, Kigoy Nanan, De Yasmi, Ki Yetzer Somuch, Oysa Shal Adam, Nene B'masha V'shapchen Oysoi. V'gob Alibo, your person here Shvach, he could bring to Gaifa, Min Haroi Hu Shaloi Loi Mit Shum Shevach Befanav. Really, the rule should be you shouldn't tell. Forget about mitzvah shvachay. You shouldn't say any shvach. V'shloi lahagid masha sipur b'shvachay shloi b'fanav. Why? Because it's going to come out that if you mishabeach a person, you're evil if they either. Narvas, imloy mipnei darki shalom. He says it's only mipnei darki shalom. But he says really, any time you mishabeach a person, you're evil if they either. What's the lifnei iver? You're causing him to become a balgaiva. Because now that he hears how wonderful he is, it may get to his head. So you're causing him to be a balgaiva. By causing him to be a balgaiva, it's not okay. Why do you do it? Nei dark yishon. The truth is, the Bali Musa say, b'shem Rabbi Yisrael misalanta. That Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said that why is it okay to give somebody covid? L'chayra lifnei iver. So Rabbi Yisrael said that you have to worry about your midas, and let him worry about his midas. He says, don't worry about his midas. If he has issues with Gaiva, he'll deal with it. You worry about your midas. Your midas are to, but either way, it's a Masha right here, tucked away. In Perek Oysen Pasen, in the beginning of the second parak, Masach is Erevin Yud Ches Amid Beis. What's this idea of Mikzah Shvachay B'fanav? Because you give a person COVID, it could be a little bit dangerous. I heard many years ago from Yaakov Meir Shechter, so I had the schus to visit him. So he told me, B'shem Da'ar Chayim HaKadosh. The Mishnah says in Ovis, everybody knows the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hu Ha Yo'omer, Chaviv Adam, Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim. Chiba Yesera Noidas Loi, Shenivra B'Tzelem. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Chiba Yesera Noidas Loi, Shenivra B'Tzelem. So Da'ar Chayim HaKadosh teached that if a person was, and he continues, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Banum Lamakim. Chibi Yisera Noidas Lehem, Shenikru Banum Lamakim. Meaning, not only were we created B'Tzalim like him, we were told we created B'Tzalim like him. Not only are we called Banum Lamakim, but we were told that we're called Banum Lamakim. So, Yaakov Meir Shechter said, B'Shem Dar Chaim HaKadosh. He said, what's this Chibi Yisera Noidas Lehem, Shenikru Banum Lamakim? He said, because if we were told that we're called Banum Lamakim, you know what that means? That Banum Atam Lashem Alekechem is only Mikzah Shvachai. It means that we're really much more than Banum Atam Lashem Alekechem. Because you're only allowed to tell a person Mikzah Shvachai Bafano. So he said, Chaviv in Yisrael Shenikru Banum Lamakim. Wow. We're called Banum Lamakim. That in and of itself is noteworthy. But Chiba Yisera Neidasam. What's the Chiba Yisera that we were told and now we know about it? No, it's deeper than that. Because if we were told that we're called Banum Lamakim, you know what that means? That means that Banum Lamakim is only Mikzah Shvachai. And if that's only Mikzah Shvachai, that means our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really much greater than that. If it's really much greater than that, wow, that's mamish not shaykh. You know, the pasuk says, Banum Atam Lashem Alekechem, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, that Ben Ezra, in Parashas Rei, on that pasuk, Banum Atam Lashem Alekechem, said that Ben Ezra says that a person has to realize that he's a Ben LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes Hashem is going to do things that he's not going to understand, and here's his lashon, V'mloy tivinuhu, if you're not going to understand what Hashem is doing, you should recognize that it's kasher lo yavinu habonim aktanim masay avim. It's like a child whose father does something and tells him to go to sleep, tells him to eat. He doesn't understand why is he driving me crazy. But you know, even a child understands that his father has his best interest in mind, right? So when a person has things happen to him in life and he doesn't understand, says the Evan Ezra, you should remember, that's what he should remember, that in loytivinu, it's kasha loyavinu, abonim aktanim masayavir. And I always thought this was a diak, that bonim atam lashem alekechem, we're not adult children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're like banim ktanim laKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? A person's relationship with his parents, it changes as he gets older and older. But the point is that you're mamish banim ktanim, it's a kleina kin. You're mamish a baby. And the loy tivinu, you should recognize that it's kasha loy yivinu a banim ktanim masi avim. You're not just banim laShem alekechem. We're banim ktanim. We're banim ktanim laShem alekechem. The Orchas Sadikim in Shara Simcha says, b'midas haSimcha, that if a person wants to be besimcha, hey, how does a person get besimcha? It's not so easy to always be besimcha. Right, the Vilna Gaon said the hardest mitzvah in the Torah is v'yisa ach samech. It's not so easy to always be besimcha. But midas haSimcha tluya mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh that's associated with being besimcha. What is that? Sheyatztik kol me'oroisav. That any time something happens to a person, there's a mitzvah saseh. It's a very big chiddush. There's a mitzvah saseh. Sheyatztik kol me'oroisav. Shenemar v'yodatim lovecha. Sheka sheyaser ishes benoi Hashem alekecha miyasrecha. Says the Archsadin, there's a mitzvah saseh. That when something happens to a person, he should remember v'yodatim lovecha ki kashe yaser ishes benoi Hashem alekecha miyasrecha. You have to remember, bonim atam laHashem alekechem. Like Devin Ezra says, v'im loy tivinu, it's kachal leyovinu, abonim aktanim maisei aviyem. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'yodatim levavech, ki kachal yas ish es b'nai HaShem alekechem yasrecho. But here's the chiddush lahalocha from the Orchas Tzadikim. You don't see this every day. That there's a mitzvah saseh sheyatztik kol moy roisov. Shenema v'yavatim levavecho, ki kachal yas ish es b'nai HaShem alekechem. But this is only mitzvah shvachai. That's what the Archaim HaKadosh said. That's what Yaakov Meir Shechter was saying. This is only mitzvah shvachai. Chaviv in Yisrael shenikru banu lamakim, but chibi yisera noidaslam shenikru banu lamakim. If it was noidaslam shenikru banu lamakim, what does that mean? The banu matam laHashem alekechem is only mitzvah shvachai. That means all this that kiashiyash this is benoy. This is all a muscle. This is the mitzvah shvachai that we were told. But you want to know what it really is? What it really is much greater. So I was thinking, just to end with one punchline. Hu hayoimer. He used to say. He used to say, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenik Rubanim Lamakim. Chibi Yisrael, Neid Aslam, Shenik Rubanim Lamakim. So who's the who? Who Hoya Oimer? Efleg Zogin. He didn't just say it once. Who Hoya Oimer? You know, the Rishonim said that everything mentioned in Pirkei Avos, these were all things that were Margula B'Pumayu the Tanah. Right, everything. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, this. He didn't just say it once. It was Margula B'Pumayu. Everything that you find in the, but this is Hu Hoya Oimer. This is a double Margula B'Pumayu. Everything in Pirkei Avos is Margula B'Pumayu. It's something that they used to always say. And here you have the double Lashon. Hu Hoya Oimer. So you have to turn back a few pages. You know who said it? It was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said it. Rabbi Akiva said a lot of things in Pirkei Avos. Hu Hoya Oimer. This was Rabbi Akiva. Chaviv in Yisrael shenikru banu lamakim. Chibi Yisera neidaslam shenikru banu lamakim. Rabbi Akiva's mida, we spoke about this a lot recently, was the mida of kol mada avid rachmano letav avid. He was mishamish nochemish gamzu chav beishonim. What did he used to say? What did he used to say? Hu Hoya Oimer, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Banim Lamakim. And by the way, that's only Mitzvah Shvachai. That goes to the gut of the Mahalach of Rabbi Akiva. Because how does a person come to Simcha? How is a person able to be mekabel everything that happens to him? A person should realize that everything comes for the good, says the Evan Ezra. You have to remember, he says it on the Pasuk, Banim Atam Lashem Alekechem. Says the Archa Sadikim, Midas HaSimcha, Tuli Mitzvah HaSei, Sheyatz Tekom Meiroisov, V'yodatim Levevech. That's the way. So if a person remembers, that's how a person can come to be besimcha. That's how a person can go and fend off all the issues that may be presented his way in life. What's the way, what's the mahalach? It's internalized. If you're dato im levavecho, that's Rabbi Akiva. Who hoya oimer? He used to say, Chaviv in Yisrael shenikru banim lamakim. Chibi yaser neidaslam shenikru banim lamakim. You know, there was another Tana in Shas that used to also talk a lot about Bonim Atam LaShem Alekechem. It's a very famous Tana, and this might be his most famous memory in Shas. It's a Gemara, one of the places. Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Bonim Atam LaShem Alekechem. Bizman Shatam Noyag Eminig Bonim, Atam Kruyim Bonim. But Ein Atam Noyag Eminig Bonim, Ein Atam Kruyim Bonim.
You're only called a ben if you act like a ben. If you're not acting like a ben, you're not called a ben. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rameya said, ben kachu, ben kach kriyim banim. And this is quoted throughout Chazal and the Rishonim and the Svarim HaKadoshim. This was Rameya Shita. Rameya was the one who gave us this gift of ben kach, u ben kach kriyim banim. This is also Rameya, who's the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Not just a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, but the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He was a Talmud that was kirabbi in terms of his Torah. Stam Mishnah's Rameya, Alibad Rabbi Akiva, Misham Roya, Evan Yisrael, Avri Yaakov's Rabbi Akiva, and Rameya, like the Chasam Sofer says. But this is also Rameya, who was a Talmud mover of Rabbi Akiva, that despite all the nesioinus and all the adversity that he had in life, but Rameya was able to overcome all his issues. Like his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, who said, Kom Adav Rachmanu Latavav, and like his Rebbe, Nochem Itz Gamzu, who said, Gamzu L'Toivah, Rabbi Akiva lived a life. Hu Hoya Omer. This is in Pirkei Avos, Hu Hoya Omer. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Banam L'Makim, Chibi Yisrael, Neidasam, Shenikru Banam L'Makim, Shenem Banam Atam, Hashem L'Keichem. And like his Rebbe, Rameya did the same. Rameya was the one who gave us the gift. Rameya internalized this idea of Benkach, Hu Benkach, Kruyim Banim. And that's how Rameya, like Rabbi Akiva, were able to come and reach these madrigas of Koma da'avid Rachmano l'tav avid.